If you're in a healthy relationship with a man, can you stitch this video and talk about it?
A couple days ago with my husband, I pulled the, oh, you promised not to get mad at me. It was over something stupid like me forgetting to put something away or whatever. I don't even remember what it was. And so I gave him the puppy dog eyes and said, promise not to get mad at me, when he asked me if I had done the thing. And without missing a beat, he looks at me and says, I can't promise my future emotions, but I can promise to regulate them with you.
Translation: of course I'm gonna get mad, but I'm just not gonna do anything about it.
Sam!
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, you missed that? Here it is again.
Sam! Sam! Sam!
Sir, where did you learn that? Who taught you that?
Probably during government-mandated gender sensitivity training.
That's stupid!
Do you hear that? That's the sound of panties dropping to the floor.
Actually, that's the sound of a woman avoiding accountability. And you know why that happens? Because most men suck at enforcing accountability.
You must be new here. This is from 2 hours ago, the guy that I'm dating. I've been feeling a little depressed today.
Fascinating.
No one cares!
He likes to send me angel numbers.
What?
He likes to send me angel numbers.
Right.
888 is his favorite because it's my favorite. These are the kind of messages he randomly sends me throughout the day. And before you say it's my sugar daddy.
No, he's a paying customer.
What?
Well, by definition, if a man is paying for a woman's female companionship, that's not a date. It's that word that starts with P and rhymes with destitution.
Mother!
Go ahead!
Sweetie, just make sure you pay Big Daddy Joe his cut of that $1,554.66, because there are three things in this life you can't escape. Death, your body count, and taxes.
Pay your fair share. Pay your fair share. Pay your fair share.
So, guys, I just want to say hi. I'm Adriana.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
So I know I had a lot of people who were super excited. Totally counts. See, it counts.
Totally counts.
I'm pretty sure going down or otherwise having to keep men and women separate.
Or what about saying, like, I love you? That's a body.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. The reason why I think I have so much, like, when people are like, no way 5,000.
What?
No way 5,000.
And in case you're wondering, a body count of 5,000 looks like this.
I'm like, for sure, because when I used to go to festivals, I'd be like, if you can find me, I'll give you a free. So I literally, like, at festivals, I think in one night, I get like 50 or 60. And like, they're a 3-day event.
Completion?
For sure, yeah.
No way.
And I even got most of them to sign model releases.
How are you not dead?
What?
How are you not dead?
I worship chaos!
I have some notes for the girlies who have just started dressing more modestly in the gym and want to talk about it online. I'm going to give you a couple different...
Love everything she said. Go watch that video. And here's what I want to say. Stop censoring.
Stop clapping like a demented seal.
Your life and your decisions around men and the patriarchy.
Oh, shut up. And that's the bottom line. Because don't censor.